For many Americans, the falling stock market comes at a time in their lives when they can still afford to wait out the worst and hope for the best in the future. Not so retirees. Many retired people are dependent on their investments for income, and the depressing news from Wall Street is forcing some to go back to work. Bruce Oraday of Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, is 67 years old. He used to be retired.
My pension was my own investments. And so I'm living strictly off of the investment income and my income that I had put away for the purpose of retiring.
Now, when did you first begin to start worrying about those investments and about the state of the stock market?
Well, a year ago this May, my daughter has my portfolio, and so we had a conversation about cutting some things back, and in the process we had cut out a trip to Norway and Sweden and Denmark in that area.
What kinds of things did you cut back on besides trips?
What a person might call the ability to go buy some things at the store for the grandkids, to buy some stuff for my wife for antiques, extra discretionary income.
Things that weren't absolute necessities.
That's correct.
Yeah. So initially you pretty much felt that you could cut back on some of these kinds of things and you'd be okay.
Yes.
That didn't turn out to be the case.
I was able to find a job that was going to be able to, I figured maybe 3-4 days a week I could work in the large mall.
When did you decide that you needed to go back to work? Initially, you went back full-time. When did you decide?
About August, I guess. I thought, well, we need to make up some incomes to replace what the market was doing already. But then the 9/11 came along, and the stock market went even further. So I said, well, I can't take a part-time job. I need to get a full-time job. So I got my substitute teaching license because I was a teacher in the past, and I'm working full-time that way.
You're working full-time?
Yeah.
Are you disappointed? I mean, how disappointed are you that this is the way things are turning out?
Well, I'm somewhat of a realist on this. I kind of know that everybody's going through this, but, you know, and I have the ability and the health to go back and make up some of the differences. My daughter has told us 2 weeks ago that we've got to cut back further. So we're now in the process of selling some of our, as a person might say, toys. Like we sold our pontoon boat and the hoist, and now we're going to sell the camper. Mm-hmm. So if things don't get any better by September, we'll sell one of the cars. In fact, I talked to my tax man the other day, and he said I'm not going to be paying any income tax the rest of the year because I've cut back so far that my Social Security won't be taxed.
Yeah. How much does Social Security help you in this situation?
It's about half of our income.
President Bush has said that he still supports the idea of letting people invest their Social Security in the stock market. Do you think that's a good idea? Would you want to invest your Social Security?
Well, this has been an idea that's been kicking around in a long time, and I've never been in favor of that, although somebody might say, well, that's what you're doing, aren't you? Investing all your money in the stock market. But I also have Social Security, which is the very good cushion.
It's a good fallback position.
That's correct. I mean, they keep telling us you can't live on Social Security without a pension, and so we've done exactly that.
All right, well, thanks very much, Mr. Oraday.
Well, glad to help you.
Bruce Oraday is a 67-year-old former retiree from Sun Prairie, Wisconsin.
Business stories have been at the top of the news for the past few months, and you may still have some basic questions about stock options or the role of the SEC or investment bankers. If so, now is your chance to get some answers. Here's what you should do. Call our All Things Considered phone line, 202-898-2395. If you're driving and you can't write that number down, you can find it at our website, npr.org. We're looking for questions, not opinions, and the number to call, 202-898-2395.